It's easy to daven. It's easy to give some money. Tshuva is something we've got to do as well. Minatovus shereitiv Hashem yisbarach bruav ki echel amaderach la'alos mitoch pachas maasehem v'lanus mipach pesha'ehem. One of the greatest gifts that Hashem has given us is the ability to change. He's prepared for us a path, a way for an individual, for a human being to escape the hole. There's no other way to refer to it, that we sometimes dig for ourselves when our actions are not what they should be. And rather than, as the saying goes, you know, getting stuck in a rut and feeling like this is who I am and I'm going to be like this forever, which there are many people who go through their lives thinking that that's how it has to be, which is a very depressing notion, and it's the self-defeating notion. So Judaism emphasizes tshuva. I think a lot of people think of that because, oh, it's like a guilt thing, right? You know, we always talk about tshuva because we're bad, because we're still working off of the sin of Adam HaRishon. No, like, tshuva is the best thing you can do for yourself to be able to look inside and say, I can turn things around, and I'm not pre-programmed, I'm not destined to remain in the same situation that I find myself in because I made mistakes. Okay, we all make mistakes, but to have that option of lanus, to run away, right? Lanus means to escape, but like to be boreach, to run away. Lachsok nafshem minei shachas lachshem elam apo, to save myself. Again, I'm going to translate this maybe in the classic sense, to save myself from minei shachas, forms of destruction, okay, and remove fury from me. Okay, so that sounds like a fire and brimstone presentation, but I think in our generation, you can just as much interpret that as saving myself from my own self-inflicted challenges, right? Which is what we just described, that sometimes the psychological effect that we impose on ourselves of the mistakes we make, right? That's the fury. It's my own fury. It's not, it doesn't say anything about Hashem coming down to punish me. Okay, we're not taking away from, there's always consequences, everything we do, there's divine consequences, but there's also the consequences that I can impose on myself. And Hashem educated us. He sent us messages. He sent us messages that we're going to do Averos, okay, but in his great chesed and yashrus, but he also knows, he knows that, right? Hashem didn't set us up for failure. The hallmark of tshuva is recognition. Hashem says, I know you're only human, right? That's another place where people often get tripped up. They say, like, why? You know, like, Hashem expects so much from me and there's no way that I can possibly live up to it, right? So that's another self-defeating thought, because then you just get stopped and you say, what's the point? And Rabbi Yonah says, in paragraph number one, sentence number one, Hashem knows that. Hashem knows you're only human. He knows you're going to make mistakes. So anything he expects of you is mitigated with an understanding that there's got to be a way to correct mistakes, because they're bound to happen, and that's okay, that's natural, that's how we progress, that's how we move forward. I don't think I ever thought about it, you know, in this way, but like doing homework, doing math homework with your kids teaches you this lesson, right? Because it's so easy for a 10-year-old, an 11-year-old, having trouble with fractions, you know, like to just give up and say, like, I don't get it. I make too many mistakes, and I didn't get the answers right on the test. Like, what's it worth? Why am I bothering? So, like, a parent who's standing by his kid and says, no, I'm going to explain it to you, and we'll practice, and we'll get there. And you're going to get a 90 next time instead of a 75, whatever. Like, you know, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's a parent. He's your biggest cheerleader. Right? He's saying, you can make mistakes, but like, don't worry. I'm going to get you through this. You're going to get yourself through this. We're going to work hard, and this is not your last chance. You're going to grow. Okay? Like, this is mamish, like, real life. Hashem is good, and he is yashar, and as a result, yorach haton bedarach, he provides the way out. He provides the direction to all those who have sinned. He's not like abandoning you and saying, okay, you messed up, you deal with it. No, Hashem says, I'm going to teach you. If your eyes are open, your ears are open, you're going to see how to return, how to improve. I recently was listening to a recording of Ephraim Waxman when he spoke after 9/11. A lot of messages, you know, from 20-something years ago that are still very relevant to what we're going through right now. And one of the messages was, you know, on this note, that when we read Nevi'im, and I know maybe your education, your curriculum didn't have that much Navi in it, but a little bit, you know. And Rabbi Yonah is filled with psukim from Navi. But the Navim used to come and warn the people and say, you need to improve, you need to change, you need to make a shift, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't send Navim to us anymore. Okay, we don't have prophets speaking from Shemayim. But when big things in the world happen, they need to be processed by us with the same, you know, receptors, with the same interpretations, that it's a message. It's a message from Hashem. Okay? And sometimes that message, the good, if you want to call it that, the silver lining in the clouds of a matzav in Eretz Yisrael, where there's danger, where there's threat, where there's people being hurt. Okay, but it's Hashem saying, I'm showing you the way. I got to give it to you in force, but I'm here to help you, right? If you tell the kid, you can't, all your friends are out playing ball in the backyard, you can't go until you finish studying, right? So every kid says that's a punishment, right? Every kid says, like, come on, like, it's not fair. Like, why do they get to play? And I have to be inside studying. The answer is because I'm showing you responsibility. I'm helping you take responsibility for where you need to improve. And then you go out and play. Trust me, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but you got to get there. In let's get the slot. And it doesn't matter how many times you trip up, nevertheless, the door is never closed. It's not a coincidence, once we at least have a little bit of the background of the importance of tshuva and what it means for us, why it's a gift, so then you see so many times, again and again, the Torah talks about the same theme. Not a coincidence, because it's so critical and it's so much a representation of Hashem's love. Ki tshuva, and it's explained in the Torah, it's elaborate, it's bar. Ki tshuva mekubal gam ki yoshev v'chotim rov tzorosov. Kol shkinim yoshev miras Hashem v'avaso. This is the key line. Tshuva is accepted even if a person does so only out of the pressure and duress of tzara. Doesn't matter if a person's breathing his final breaths on his deathbed and he's undergoing illness and pain and suffering, Hashem says, I will always accept tshuva. Always. Always. It's never too late. Okay? Kol shekeinim yashem yiras Hashem havasal. But he says, how much more so, right? Let's shift gears. When we're not, God forbid, under the gun, when we're not in the middle of a war, when we're not experiencing that duress, to reach out to Hashem out of yira or out of ava, whatever the case may be, whatever the inspiration is, out of awe of Hashem or out of love for Hashem. When the Torah talks about tshuva, anyone know what the parsha of tshuva? Parsha of tshuva. There's the parsha Zaman. Well, where's the parsha Zaman? In you know what the parsha Zaman is? Parsha B'Shalach. Parsha B'Shalach. Okay? Some people say it every day after davening. They have their nice little cloth. You know what I'm talking about? Parchment, right? It's a school for Parnassa. Okay? Parsha B'Shalach. The Sfardim, come on, Avada. Well, if you look in the end of your chakras, you have Animamins, you have the Sheish Sechira, six things that we're supposed to remember every day. Many Siddurim have Parshas Hamon, and they have the Parshas HaTshuva. Which parsha is the parsha of tshuva found in?
You mean
by Hal? No. Parsha tshuva is found in Yitzavim. We read it every year right before Rosh Hashanah. Oh. The parsha of tshuva. And you know what it says over there? You know how tshuva is described to us, the primary location, the first pasuk that it quotes? It's talking about the prophecy that in the end of days, you, Klal Yisrael, are going to face terrible situations of betzar lecha. And nevertheless, Hashem is going to hear you when you do tshuva. Right, the paradigm, so to speak, of tshuva is even in those difficult times. So how much more so when it's coming motivated not from that danger, that threat? Is bar b'torah ki asher Hashem l'shavim kasha ein yad tiva maseges v'chayish b'kirb m'ruach tarav v'hasik malas avaso. And he says, Viter, that what the Torah is telling us is that Hashem helps you. Hashem helps you. Tshuva is not you're on your own. It's not just to say that you have the opportunity. And it's up to you to try to figure it out. Hashem says, if you take those first steps, you will feel the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling you in and making it a little bit easier. And Hashem will renew inside of you a ruach, a spirit of purity to reach the levels of Ahava. That's unbelievable, right? If I told you, you know, let's say I was teaching you how to, in our example before, right? You know, to the math assistants, tutoring, right? Okay, so I can teach you a skill, okay? You didn't have the skill before, so you didn't get the answers on the test right. Okay, that's fine. So now you know how to do it, go back and do some new problems, and you'll be correct, okay? What if I tell you Right? I was just walking, you know, through the halls before, and there's a sign up. There's someone advertising as a doctorate in a PhD in math. He'll tutor you $90 an hour for your math classes. Okay, it's an advertisement for MTA. Okay, so wow, sounds like that guy knows what he's doing. Okay, PhD in math, and he's tutoring. Fine. But what's he going to do for you? At best, if he's a good teacher, he'll teach you some tricks, teach you the methodology, and he'll get you to the right answers. What if someone put up a sign that said, PhD in math, or better yet, PhD in neuroscience, okay? I can raise your IQ by 20 points in advance of the next math test. You'd be like, this guy's a joke, right? There's no way you can actually do that, right? Okay, I don't care if you're a PhD in math or a PhD in neuropsychology, like, you know, this is the brain I was given. I'll try to make the most of it, you know, but you're not going to give me a few sessions and I'm going to become a genius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will do that. Hashem says, not only Yorah Chaton Bedera, I will show you the path of tshuva, but Yechadish Bekirbam Ruah Tahara. Hashem says, I can make an internal change as well. Not just increase your knowledge or wisdom as far as a process to take, but I'm going to change your spiritual level so that your soul is cleansed, so the pathway is not one that you can follow, it's one you can run down. It's one that you can take that path, and the changes you make will have a lasting, deep impression and profound change, and not just do a little of this, a little bit of that, but actually transformative. Ichadish Pekirbon. Let's finish the paragraph. Shavtat Hashem Elkech. He brings a pasuk to prove it. Shenemar v'shavtat Hashem Elkech v'shamat v'kolo. You return to Hashem, and you will hear His voice. K'chol Hashem Enochi Mitzav Chayom Atov Anecha B'chol Vav B'chol Nafshecha. And when you follow everything that you are commanded, you and your children, with all of your heart, with all of your soul, Amar B'gufa Inin, it says Vayter over there, four psukim later. You ready for the Shabbos sign? Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zerecha. Hashem says, I will perform a milah, umol. Circumcision is not a circumcision of the body, it is a circumcision of the heart. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ves levav zerecha. I will circumcise your heart. What does it mean to circumcise your heart? It means all the gunk and gook and corrosion that's covering the soft and sensitive, loving insides of a person that connects with the Ribbono Shel Olam. I will remove all of that. What does it say in the Pasuk, Rabbi Osai? It says in the Pasuk, V'yadata yom v'sheivosa el vavecha. Please listen, Rabbi Osai. V'yadata yom, what does V'yadata yom mean?
And you fell down.
Something you know, it's intellectual. V'yadata yom v'sheivosa el vavecha. What's missing, the distance between the head and the heart, right, is that in order to be able to penetrate, it's not enough to know it, it's got to get inside. What is stopping? What's the obstacle for things getting inside? There's a corrosion. Our arteries are stuffed up. There's a blockage that prevents things from getting to the heart. Hashem says, I will circumcise your hearts, meaning the blockage, the obstacle will no longer be there, and everything that's supposed to enter the soft spot, the sweet spot, will enter. L'hazik ha'vasos, that you reach the love of Hashem. All this is elaborated about in the Nevi'im. And Hashem says, I'm not just going to show you the steps to get there. I'm going to purify your heart so that it will be a transformative experience if you take part in the Tshuva process. Unbelievable, sorry. But what's really unbelievable to me is that I've read